Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's begin that time in silence as we find ourselves in that time of prayer, in that spiritual place where we call upon the name of God. Our gracious, loving, and merciful God, good morning. We've come together today in a place we call church, in a place we call sanctuary. We come for many different reasons, but we come together. And now we come together to pray as part of our time before you in worship. For we realize that as you are Spirit, we lift this prayer up, and you are among us through your Holy Spirit. You're in us through your Holy Spirit, and you're listening to our hearts. Father, even when there isn't a word that can express what we feel or what we're dealing with or what's going on within us, your Spirit understands that Spirit within us. So, Father, we bring it all to you this morning, the good, the bad, the ugly, the things we've done that we shouldn't have, the things we should have done that we didn't. And Father, we seek forgiveness for our sins through the grace in the name of Jesus Christ. But Father, as we bring our sins before you, as we seek forgiveness for our sins, Father, we would seek strength to turn away from those things that cause Satan to have a place to challenge our journey, to challenge our relationship with you. Father, we would ask that as we repent of our sins, that you give us strength to turn from them. And Father, we ask for the strength to forgive others. But Father, maybe even more important than that, we ask God that you help us to understand that when you forgive a sin, it's forgiven. And it isn't up to us to bring it back up and revisit it. It's over. It's wiped away. It's cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Whatever it is, it's gone for all of eternity. So don't let the adversary, that enemy called Satan, replay it and rehash it and bring it back. And Father, we may be challenged with change in our lives, and a lot of times people will say, well, no one changes, but Christ changes everyone that encounters him, and every life that encounters the resurrected and living Christ can and will be changed. Maybe it's a little at a time. Maybe it's big. But Father, we realize you're in the change business, the changing to better, to filling us with hope through mercy and grace. So, Father, we come today, and Father, we just thank you for that love that forgives us, that heals us, that encourages us, that strengthens us, that lets us see with new eyes and hear with new ears and speak with new words. Maybe even lets us be silent and just listen. So, Father, we come with all of it before you today. We lift the many needs within our church, our community, our congregation. Father, we lift them to you this morning, maybe silently, maybe out loud. But we'd ask that you look, that you hear, that you touch, that you let them know that your grace and mercy is with them, your peace and presence provides for them, and that your love endures with them. And Father, as we pray for our church, we pray that you help us have a passion for you through the compassion that you have given us. Father, we pray for other churches the same prayers. We pray for our nation and nations around the world, and we pray for those who serve our country. Father, we just lift it all before you today. We ask that your will be done, giving us the strength to accept that will. And now to hear us as we pray together the prayer you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.